This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Horak, H-O-R-A-K, date of birth 5/15/1939. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Horak, who was seen in consultation May 21st of this year with elevated creatinine levels. And she was found to have stage 3B chronic kidney disease secondary to longstanding hypertension and diabetic nephropathy. And she is trying to cut back on oral ibuprofen and is using more Tylenol and trying to stop using ibuprofen altogether. She does have congestive heart failure also and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she will be seeing her cardiologist soon, she reports. She has lost 7 pounds over the last 4 months, and she is trying to reduce caloric intake to have ongoing slow weight loss. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, and that it is stable. She denies orthopnea or PND, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And she has non-pitting edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the warfarin that she's anticoagulated with for the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Lasix is 20 milligrams daily. And she's on Cardizem. And she, as I stated previously, she's cutting back on the ibuprofen. And she's on potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent daily, with the Lasix. Physical exam, weight 174 pounds. Pulse is 92, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 80. Her neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory rails and bilateral bases. Heart is regular today, no murmur, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has non-pitting edema in feet and ankles up to knees bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 13th of 2024. Creatinine was 1.62, which is stable, and actually improved. The previous level was 1.84. Estimated GFR is 31. Albumin 3.7. Calcium is 9.4. Iron was 102. Iron saturation 44%, and ferritin is 204. Electrolytes are normal with potassium of 4.7. Phosphorus 4.2. Intact parathyroid hormone 51.1. Kappa free light chains mildly elevated at 8.9, and lambda free light chains also elevated at 5.75, attributable to chronic kidney disease. Hemoglobin 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Reticulocyte count is normal. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and actually slight improvement in creatinine levels. We've given the patient a new order to have lab studies done every 3 months, so she's due to get them again this month. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. And 3, diabetic nephropathy. We will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.